Hi guys, welcome to Overtime Chicks, the podcast. I'm Jessica.
And I'm Chloe, and we're super excited to talk all things hockey with you guys. Just a little background on us. We're actually cousins. We grew up about like 2 seconds away from each other. And yeah, we're about inseparable about hockey. It's probably all we talk about, so
yeah,
might as well do a podcast about it. And it's the perfect time because it's a crazy time.
So many things. NHL playoffs, Frozen Four just ended, big upset by BC.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that for a second. Yeah. So we had been watching probably about every single game, and it was
nonstop.
And for starters, the UMass Denver game, that was wild because I was actually on the train coming home from work, and I texted Jess. I was like, keep me updated. I'm going to lose.
Double OT. Yeah. That's insane.
And I was like, I'm going to lose. Service, like, keep me updated. And I got off the train and you were like, yeah, it's going into second overtime. And Matt Davis, like, came into clutch. But it was shocking because he actually went down. And I wasn't expecting it. Like, I thought he was going to, like, leave the game.
Well, that's what I thought, too. And they were planning on pulling their second goalie. And then all of a sudden Matt Davis was just like, nope.
Yeah.
He's good. Which good for him.
Yeah.
Which, honestly, that's impressive, but it's like, wow.
Yeah, I did see a tweet, too, and it was like, I really hope that, like, Matt Davis knows, but, like, knows his body, knows what he's doing, because it's like, you know, to stay in that game, like, it's do or die.
Yeah.
And he did it, and we saw how good he was in the BC Denver game. I mean, the saves that he made, like that one save, it was
off Leonard and then Will Smith. They both had two opportunities. It was insane.
Yeah,
I thought it. I'm like, this Will Smith and Ryan Leonard got robbed. Like they got robbed.
Yeah, where like even your dad was like, how did not that not go in? Like, how does that not go in? And it's like, I mean, Matt Davis just had the game of his life. Like literally the game of his life.
Good for him. Now that it's like we're kind of like a few days have passed.
Yeah, because he stood on his head.
It's like, honestly, good for him.
Yeah. Like, honestly, he's undrafted. Like, the kid's going to get signed.
If he doesn't get signed, I'm going to be so, like, disappointed.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I'm a BC fan and a UMich, like, secondary. But it's like, there's no way this kid is not going to get signed.
I mean, but also, to pull up that performance in such an, like, such an important game. And then even, like, the other games that he played in. But, like, to really come in clutch like that and, like, to sit on your head, like, holy shit. How do you stop, like, the freshman line and, like, Cutter Gauthier from, like, scoring? Like,
even
you just have to be a superhuman.
Even BC's third line, Jack Malone, Armstrong, and Ambrosio, like, even that's a good line. It's like, you stop all three, like, best lines in, like, college hockey, like, with BC. Yeah. And it's like, geez, like... But also... My thing is, it's the coach of Denver.
Oh, he's NHL bound.
He's going to NHL. But the thing is, this coach coached Cutter, Armstrong,
Fowler.
and then Leonard, Smith, Perreault. And he coached about 8 of the BC guys. So that just like. Well, people were saying, it's, like, not an excuse. Like, I'm not going to make excuses. But it's, like, he knows those guys in and out because they won gold, obviously. And it's, like, to me, it's, like, I do think that he knew how to kind of stop them. And, like, you know, in a way, like, he kind of knew it, like, how to kind of, like, get where they, like, you know.
Well, the thing is with him is he's done it all. Like, he's done what he's had to do.
He's ready for NHL.
Yeah, he has won two titles in the NCAA, and he's won World Juniors gold. Like, he, go get your bag.
go get your bag.
Yeah.
And
he's 34.
Rooting for you.
He's 34.
Yeah.
Carla? I don't know how to pronounce it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But,
Can't pronounce our BC goalies guy's name either.
It's fine. It's fine. But he's 34 years old.
Yeah.
You're 34 years old and you're, as a coach, and you've already won, two national titles and,
go get it.
A World Junior Championship gold. Go to the NHL, go get your bag. It's wild. That's impressive. Go to the NHL. At least as an assistant.
Oh, yeah. And Ziv Bulyum, So that's one of the Bulliam brothers. He's predicted to go like top five in the draft this year in 2024. And then we've got Jack Devine. Jack Devine went last year. He's going to Florida Panthers. He's sick. There's a lot of talent. I hate to admit it, but it's like there's so many talented guys on Denver.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, so the last two things I want to talk about with college is I want to talk about the Hobie Baker, and I want to talk about who's staying and who's going. So
for Hobie Baker is, in my opinion, just
whack. I was shocked. I was surprised.
Okay, first of all, how is a freshman getting the whole, like,
Well, Adam Fantilli did.
Okay, that's Adam Fantilli, though. We have a soft spot, because you mentioned.
But also Adam Fantilli, he did have the most points.
But yeah, that's the thing. He had the most points.
And but
Cutter had the most points. So Cutter Gauthier on BC, he had the most points. Macklin Celebrini, I would say, could come in a close second. This North Dakota kid,
He definitely didn't.
But it's like Cutter Gauthier, I feel like, deserved it. He had the most goals, the most points. I truly think that he should have gotten it.
Yeah. I was surprised by that.
Congrats to Macklin Celebrini. He's going to have an amazing NHL career.
I would kill to have him on our team.
Yeah. I would, yeah. But do I think you could win the whole, like, do you think you should have won the whole B? No. In my opinion, no.
No. But in terms of who's staying, obviously, as we were writing up, like, so Nazar, he went to Chicago.
From you, Mitch.
Yep. And he actually, that was sick. Yeah.
That was sick.
And I'm happy to see him, you know, sign. With Celebrini, I'm not sure. I think he could do one more year. I know he's first overall, but...
Well, yeah, but it's like, I don't think he's ready yet. He's also the youngest guy in college hockey.
Yeah.
And it's like 17 years old.
It wouldn't hurt to do one more year.
The thing is, it's like, yeah, you're an amazing player. Like, don't get me wrong, he's amazing.
But well, he's going to have an incredible career.
But it's like, do I think he's ready for the big league? No. But that also goes to show you, it's like the BC's freshman line. I love them. And obviously, like, I'm a little biased. I love BC. But do I think that they're ready, like 100% ready? No. And also, I think it's smart for them to, like, each get 2 years at least with college. And like Cutter did. Cutter got 2 years at college, did his thing, kind of grew as a player, grew as a person. And it's like you learn a lot in those, like, 2 years. And I feel like with, like, the freshman line, it's like they could do one more year of, like, all of them. Ryan Leonard's the only guy where I feel like, okay, maybe he's like, if you guys have never watched BC and Ryan Leonard, he's like a mini Marshawn. He's like, just has a fire under his butt, like, the whole
Rye game. Is like, he's like, he's a little savage. I love him.
Yeah. He is like a fire under his butt. He is an amazing guy. He can shoot. He can, like, anything. Like, he's just amazing. But do I think he should go? No.
See, right. And also, but the only thing is with Will Smith, like, so since he's drafted to San Jose, there is going to take a few years for them to be a playoff contender. A few years.
A little bit.
And so I feel like that, like, kind of comes into play, right? Because it's like Perot. Like, no, like, if Perot signed, like, there's a difference between Gabe signing with the Rangers and Will Smith signing with
the Capitals.
San Jose.
Oh, I was thinking of Ryan Leonard. I was ahead of myself.
No, but even that too, because it's like with it, just two, like, the San Jose, they're rebuilding, so it's like,
yeah,
okay,
and
yeah,
it's kind of like
sign cutter. And sign and let's learn, and like, where you're gonna learn to be an NHL player, like, you're not. But with the Rangers, I mean, they're making a playoff run. Yes, you could, you could throw Perot into the mix, but it's like
there's not really a lot of space for him in the lineup.
And also you have Rempe, that's just,
yeah, and
just,
he's like taking up the whole, like, show.
Yeah.
But it's like, the thing is, it's like Frank Nazar from Michigan, it's like him, he joined Chicago Blackhawks. That we actually watched his first game tonight, and It's like Chicago Blackhawks obviously needs like all the guys that they can get,
and they're rebuilding. So it doesn't It doesn't hurt to sign them because it's like, hey, we're like, you're not like, you're not going for a Stanley Cup run.
No, and it's like you're out. Like, why not just you know, see what these guys can do, and then it's like,
and get them started.
And then it's like Will Smith. That's why I do think if anyone like maybe goes, possibly Will Smith, just because I still don't think they'll go, though. That's the thing. I think they'll stay, but it's like, I think that, I don't think Will Smith's ready, because I think he has to put on some weight, which is, it's fine. That's fine. A freshman.
But you don't want to get, like, tossed, you don't want to get tossed into, like,
with the also thing of, like, his, like, future here. Right. Like, we don't want him to get, like, tossed and, you know.
But do you think that, that one player has, like, do you think they are like, okay, Perreault and Leonard aren't, they're not staying, so I'm not going to stay? Or like, do you think that has an effect of it? Like,
so I think if it's like, for example, this is like an example. Example. If like Perreault and Leonard said, hey, I'm going, like, I'm going to the NHL, I do think Will Smith would say, okay, then I'm out. Just because it's like, you know, if you're losing two guys, and they're also losing so many seniors, they're also losing Cutter Gauthier. Their lineup is not going to look the same as it did this past season. It's like, and for BC fans out there, it's like, I feel you, don't worry. But it's like, we're not going to be like we were this past season. And it's like, it's kind of, you got to do what you got to do. Right. But it's like, especially if it's like a thing where it's like Ryan Leonard and Gabe Perreault, even though I don't think there's room for New York Rangers with Gabe Perreault in the lineup, if that were, say that were to happen, where Gabe Perreault,
I think he'll stay.
I think they will too. But it's like, if, let's just like, God forbid, like two of them decide to go, I do think that then they would all go.
I think there is an influence, and that's what I'm wondering with, like,
which I don't blame them.
No, because like, you're not going to stay if, like, you don't believe that there's, not a chance at, you know, making a big run at, like, the national championship again. Mm-hmm. And that's what, one thing that, does, like, with Frankie signing with, the, Blackhawks, like, it's, like, Rucker McGroarty, we love him. Yeah. And I think that, I think he could sign.
He has the size.
He has the build.
Like, he has the build, the size. I mean, they call him the fridge for the reason, for a reason.
He's built. He's the type of kid that, like, he has the drive and the momentum, and, like, he just wants to succeed, and he wants to lead. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, even, like, you saw it at World Juniors. I mean, the kid got, that was also a heartbreaking game, watching him get taken down. You could tell the amount of pain that he was in. Fans were saying that, like, they could hear him, say, like, scream about his back. Mm-hmm. And having a... cracked ribs and a punctured lung, and what about
fractured off the ice?
Yeah, and then about, like, what, 2 months later, he's captain of Team USA, and won gold in the World Junior Championship, and he just has that drive, that momentum. You can just, like, see it in him.
Captain America.
Yeah. And I could see him signing this year, especially because Frankie did. But also, I think it's interesting to see what Gavin Brindley does, and Seamus Casey does. With Gavin, I do know that there have been talks that, I think Columbus wants him to sign, because they're also, they're similar to, San Jose, and, they're rebuilding, so it's like, let's sign these younger prospects, get them that experience, like, we know we're not, like, going for this Stanley Cup. And also with, Gavo, like, you have Adam Fantilli there. But it's different when the team that, like, it's, you're drafted to. It just is.
Well, and I think he's waiting on, like, to see if Rutgers signing, to see if Ethan Edwards, to see Seamus Casey. Like, I think that means a lot to him. Because he's like, why would I come back if the team, like, if the team's not going to be, like, not stacked, but it's, like,
If you have a chance
at a run, like, why would you come back if there's no chance? Like,
Right, because also right now UMich, they don't have a goalie.
DJ Barzo.
Yeah, he is he's a fifth year. And Noah West. He entered transfer portal, so I mean I feel like that's like a big see what they do there. I think the transfer portal, that's a whole other topic that we could get into. I mean, it's
another episode.
It's like a free agency where it's like they need to be tracking that portal at all times. And because you never know who's staying and who's going. And so it's like you need to not only recruit players, but you also need to like continuously recruit your own players that you have right now, because you never know. But that's just like crazy, because it's like it's like a free agency in its own. From there, okay, so let's talk about college hockey. Wild card race, because that's a whole other thing. But the Western Conference is scary and it's stacked. Okay.
But the wild card race is, I think, over with them, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you have Dallas, Winnipeg, Colorado, Vancouver, the Oilers, Kings, Nashville, and Vegas.
So St. Louis had a chance, but they just didn't.
Yeah.
It honestly just didn't work out. Yeah. I mean, they had to win everything. Vegas had to lose a few. It just didn't work out for them. But for the Eastern Conference, it's tight.
It's oh my God.
It's tight. Washington, fun to watch. Yeah, Washington tied at 87 points with Detroit 87. And Philadelphia tied at 87. Keep in mind, though, games played, Philadelphia has 81. Detroit and Washington has 80 as of now, obviously. It's tight, though.
Yeah, it's going to come down to, the very last game. I mean, even the Islanders and, the Penguins, they're playing.
Yeah, basically just Penguins, Islanders playing Wednesday, April 17th. And Islanders obviously have to win it. Penguins obviously are trying to win it, too. So again, tight race.
Detroit's still in it. Yeah. And it's weird how it seems like no one on the East is like clinching that spot, whereas the West is.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's wild.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why it is, but
I think the Islanders can soon.
I wanna see the Islanders in it.
Me too. I think it would be good. And also,
because the run that they've been on, because they've had a rough season. I mean, they had a head coach firing of Lambert, and that was pretty late in the season. I think the run that they've been on, where it's like you can just see and obviously the last game that they lost, but I believe it was in a shootout.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like they were right there against the Rangers. Yeah. You can just see that, they're like, no, we want to be in it. But, and I love Barzy, and I feel like, I don't know, it's like, in his last interview last season, he had said, I'm kind of sick and tired of just sneaking into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And it's like, with him saying that, it's like, I want to see them sneak into the playoffs, because it's like, I would hate to see them miss out.
So Detroit has one more win than Philadelphia, and Philadelphia has one more game played. So, and Pittsburgh dropped down because they must have lost. So I kind of think it's either going to stay Washington gets the extra one, or Detroit. That's what I'm thinking, is Washington or Detroit.
Pause. I want to pull up this. Capitals. So that's going to be crazy for us to watch, because, I mean, that's the last week. But a huge thing that's happened this week is The Arizona Coyotes are having it's their last game at Mullet Arena.
Yeah. Moving to Utah.
Yeah. And I was actually looking up the tickets, and a few other people have on Twitter as well. And the starting prices are over $1,000, and it's like, it's sad for the fans.
Well, yeah, especially it's like the diehard fans who just want to go. It's sad.
And it's sad because it's like they were promised something and like deceived, and like, and it has nothing to do with like lack of fans or lack of revenue or. It wasn't like fans were showing up.
It was a home.
Yeah, yeah. And like, and it's just not feasible to have an NHL like team play in a college rink.
Yeah,
like I mean, you can't. And I think, you know, the owners promised something, but it's crazy how fast things change, because literally it was like, yep, they're signing up for the auction. I believe it was like June 27th. Like, we're signing up for the land auction. And the Coyotes had posted on their and then all of a sudden, it was like, nope, they're moving to Scottsdale. And what breaks my heart is that the players and their families and the employees had to find out on Twitter. Like, it was like, as fans, like, we were finding out, like, the news on Twitter, like, as it was going down, like, hour by hour. And that's how, like, the players themselves were finding out.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until, I believe, they were playing the Oilers. I believe that was on maybe Thursday. That's when the, their GM, met with the team and, told them the news. And it's like, that's awful because, you know, and I admire the run that they've been on because they've been playing great. But they just, like, the players deserve better, the employees deserve better, the fans deserve better.
Well, yeah, and it's like, imagine, like, having your team, like, have to go to a new place, like a whole new state, and then change its name, change its like just everything. It's like, it's like Bruins fans, like, imagine like us going to like Connecticut and like changing to like Connecticut, like the
and finding out like online.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, it's just like such a shock, and it's like, that's why I feel so bad. It's like a whole new
team. And it's been going on for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been promised.
Yeah.
It's. And I understand why the fans and the players and the employees, because people are going to lose their jobs, like, unless they, like, are going to relocate. But what's, I'm interested in is what's in the CBA that says, like, about relocation, as to do players have to move there? Like, can they just pick players up and be like, no, you have to move there? And what the rules are with that.
But wouldn't you have to if you're on the team?
Well, yes, but also, is there any rules that says that, like, the option of, like, because with the new no move clause, like, I don't know, I just feel like, I think it's very interesting to see how this plays out with the CBA and if players are going to be requesting trades, because the new owner is going to be buying out all the contracts.
Mm-hmm.
And it just it's sad because there's like the owner that messed this all up is he's going to be like making money off of it. And they said that, I think they said something like, we'll give you a 5-year, you have 5 years to, kind of like figure out a plan to, get a team here, kind of.
Oh.
So it's like, but like, people aren't going to trust that.
No,
like,
no.
They're like, no, you messed it up. It's been 30 years and you messed it up.
Mm-hmm.
You had 30 years.
Yeah.
To, like.
Exactly.
Why are we going to trust you now? And, he wasn't paying for hotels. Like, the Coyotes, like, the hotels used to have to, like, say you have to pay us before you stay here mm-hmm. because you're not paying.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. Okay, so moving on from that, because I feel like we've gone on, like, a rant about the Coyotes, and honestly, by next week, it could change again.
Yeah. Now Bruins stuff.
I know, because that's crazy.
Starting off with goalies. So, we all know that there was a big controversy last season. Bruins fans, we get it. Last season was difficult, the playoffs. But now it's like, what are we going to do this season with our goalies? Are we going to rotate them? Are we going to just keep one goalie in? Like, it's a big talk between goalies. Mm-hmm. I personally think you rotate your goalies, obviously. But I think we do Allmark game one and then Sway game two and then just alternate by that.
I disagree with that. I think
with who's starting.
With who's starting. I definitely think rotate. I think that after this year, this is either this is what does it or it's not. Because last year we tried Allmark in net. And if this year rotating goalies doesn't work,
I think if we don't get far, like, if we don't get a deep cup run, then I think Monty could be up for his job. Yeah. Like, I think he could get fired. Yeah. I was, like, talking to some family members this, like, past weekend, and it's, like, Mike Sullivan, if you don't know, he's on Pittsburgh, the head coach in Pittsburgh, and he's a Massachusetts guy. Like, he's from Marshfield, Mass. And there's kind of talks where it's, like, if we don't make a deep cup run, and it's, like, he's up kind of for a job.
He's on the hot seat.
Yeah, he's on the hot seat. And there's talks that he might be coming here, and that would be kind of cool. But, again,
I love Monty,
and I want to see him do well. That's the thing. I want to see him do good. And so I would love for us to make a deep cup run, but with the goalies, I say Omark, she says Sway, starting game one, but alternate. Like, we both think alternate. It's just we have different starters,
but I would say. But the goalie situation, it's like, that's our high point on the Bruins. Yeah. That is our strength.
They're saving us.
That is our strength.
Yeah.
And everyone knows it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, you know, last year, I mean, we were the best team in the league. We broke, every record.
Yeah.
And we had a colossal fuck up in the in the first round. And it's like, if the rotating goalies doesn't work this year, I think it's blow it up. Because,
bye.
Because, obviously, I mean, every single fan was screaming basically at the Bruins, like, what are you doing? Allmark's hurt. You could tell he was, like, taking 90-mile-an-hour pucks to the noggin. Mm-hmm. Like,
but I kind of also, I know, like, this is, like, we gotta move on from it, but it's like, I kind of blame Allmark
not to,
but I kind of blame Allmark. Okay, I feel like this is gonna be controversial, but it's like, he knew he was hurt, and it's like, I feel like he doesn't have a huge ego. I'm not saying that, but it's like his ego kind of got in the way where he was like, no, I got it. Like, I'm good. And he would admit that he was injured. But he's
like, you got to give up the net.
He was injured. It's like, let Swayman in. And this was like around game, I would say, six.
Like, I feel like before.
We were saying he should have rotated.
Me and you said four. Said five.
Yeah, so we were saying game four. But it's like, I feel like he was like, we started to kind of see the injured, like, injured Allmark, like, by game five, and we're like, okay, like, we know, like, something's off. Like, it's okay to admit something's off. Like, it's okay to say, hey, Sway, take over. Like, you know?
Because you don't put Swayman in game seven when it's do or die.
No.
And expect him to... You can't do that.
No.
You can't do that. So this run, it's like, if alternating the goalies, because it, like, traditionally doesn't work.
Yeah, no.
It doesn't usually work.
Mm-mm. But I think...
But it having Allmark in last... I mean, I don't know. But if it doesn't work this year, because then it's also like... Swayman is also up for a contract after this season. And they already went to arbitration. Mm-hmm. You never take a player to arbitration twice. Because then it's not even worth it because it destroys the relationship.
The things he's done for our team mm-hmm. this season. He stepped up big time this season. Like, I mean, I know he was good. But it's like this season he's really, really just shown that he's like he wants to be a Bruin. Like, he wants mm-hmm. to stay. But Allmark, there's questions that he might be going.
Well, the Bruins tried to trade him.
Yeah.
To L.A. Mm-hmm. And he said no because he has a partial, like, no trade
clause. Yeah, but there might not, like, there may be a different, like, team that he might go to.
Right.
That's not in that no trade clause. Right.
But it's like if alternate, like, goalies, like, this playoff run doesn't work. I mean, you have two star goalies, two starting goalies that are, like, unbelievable, like, that teams would trade a lot for,
mm-hmm.
Like, the Devils.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't work this playoff run, I don't see it lasting long, unfortunately, because I love to see Allmark and Sway together. But if it doesn't work this playoff run, then I think it's done.
Yeah.
Or Monty. And it's but,
like, we're so lucky to have two amazing goalies, like, that we could switch off like this.
That have saved games for us. So many of them.
Yeah, but it's like we're so lucky to have that. And I don't know. It just, if it doesn't work out this season, I really don't think it's going to be a lasting thing, which is unfortunate. But right. You got to kind of do what's best for the team. If it's not working, it's not working.
Pause. Let's talk about playoff predictions.
Okay, so now let's move on to playoff predictions. Yeah. So as of now, like, if the playoffs started today, April 15th, as of now, Dallas would be playing Golden Knights, which I kind of feel like
that's
Dallas,
a tough matchup.
It's a tough matchup, but it's like I feel like Dallas could pull it off with the way they're playing. And Vegas, like, Knights, we could get into that another thing. But it's, like, to me, I
Cap
feel like
space horror.
Dallas could pull it off. What do you think?
Yeah, I think they could.
And then
That'd be funny, too, because of the cap space issue.
Oh, yeah, I want them to, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Then we have Winnipeg Jets and Avalanche. Avalanche is going to take that, I think. What do you think?
Yeah.
And then we've got Vancouver and that's a tough one. Nashville and Vancouver.
That's a tough one. I think that would go to game 7.
That's going to definitely game 7.
Yeah.
Wait.
I feel like Nashville, I don't know.
that's tricky. One where it's like, that's one where I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to go
with. I want to bet money on it because.
I'm going to say Vancouver.
Yeah. They've,
I'm
Miller. They have.
I don't. That's Quinn really Hughes, tough, like, though.
That's but so I don't tough. Know. It would go to game 7. It'd be close.
And then we've got Edmonton and LA Kings.
I think that depends. I mean, I think.
Ooh, that's like another like iffy one.
But also, if McDavid's healthy.
Oh yeah.
Then they would blow him out. Like I think that it. I think that Oilers would have that if
I'm gonna go.
Edmonton. I think Edmonton, especially if McDavid's healthy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. And then we've got Rangers, Capitals. I'm going with Rangers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that would be a Gabe Perreault and Ryan Leonard matchup. Yeah. No,
but I think Rangers are more of a physical team. That's more of a we're going to kill you.
And it's like they're overall
outwork them. Outwork them. Like, yeah.
With
tire
shooting
them out.
And everything. Carolina and New York Islanders. I'm going to go with Carolina, even though I would like to see the Islanders kind of make a good run. But I just feel like Carolina's really good.
Yeah. I would say, I agree with you. I would say probably mm-hmm. Carolina. But I do think it would go to like game 7. With the fight that the Islanders have, I think it would go to game 7. But yeah, I would have to say that I feel like Carolina would win in like game 7.
Yeah. And then Bruins Tampa. Oof.
See, we're biased cuz obviously we're Bruins fans. Yeah. But I mean, that's the team that we're worried about.
Obviously, I'm going to say Bruins. Yeah. But there's going to... It's going to be tough. It's going to be hard.
To beat Kucherov and Stamkos.
Braden Point.
Yeah.
Jeez, yikes.
But even I was seeing the Rangers, they did not want to play Tampa.
No
one wants to play tough. Tampa. Tampa's That's tough.
But it's like...
And they're kind of like sneaky. And
our power play right now is just not doing
It's nothing. It's not it's even worth it. It's not
looking too cute, so...
It's not even worth it. Panthers.
Panthers, Toronto. We're from Boston, obviously. We don't like Toronto. It's obvious. But also, Panthers, not really a big fan of.
Yeah,
but I think Panthers are going to win that.
See, I think that the Panthers will just outwork them.
Oh, yeah. And it's like, I don't think Toronto has a good enough defense. I don't think,
Yeah.
I mean, I know I hate Toronto, but it's like, again, stepping outside of that, it's like, I do think Panthers are... 10 times better.
Well, I think the Panthers are real scary.
Yeah. Matthew Tkachuk.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Cousins, I think, is a little cheap, but it's like, at the end of the day, you know, they're tough. They're a tough team to play.
And they Reinhardt, have a lot of heart.
Reinhardt, yeah. Is he on that
team? Sam Reinhardt.
He's really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's 100. But who do you think is going to win the whole cup? Like, who do you think it's going to be against? Like, West versus East, who do you think? I think Avalanche might get in there.
I'm kind of seeing Nashville going for a big run. Or Dallas.
I'm kind of seeing Dallas Avalanche.
I could kind of see... I don't see LA. I don't see LA going for a long run.
No. I honestly don't see Oilers either.
Neither do I.
Edmonton.
I don't either.
I think it's going to be Avalanche. I just think they're so sick.
I think the Panthers, I think they're, 2 years ago they won the President's Trophy. And then last year they were, so close, right? And yeah. Matthew Tkachuk, he broke his, chest bone. I don't know what it's called. and they were riddled with injuries. I think they're gonna come out blazing.
I think it's gonna be Avalanche, and then I'm gonna go with Hurricanes.
Just a little random guess. I'm gonna say Dallas and Panthers.
Wait, New York Rangers. Shoot.
I think the Rangers can be stopped.
Yeah, that's true, and especially Matt Rempe gets a little cheap, gives them some unwanted trouble. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna go with Avalanche, Carolina, Hurricanes.
I'm gonna go with Dallas and Panthers.
I could see the Panthers in that, but okay.
I think they're gonna come out running.
I don't want them to though.
I Matthew Tkachuk, the kid is. He's sick. Dying for a trophy, and it's been, the President's Trophy, and then he was so close to it last year.
Yeah.
I think they're gonna come out running.
Someone said a stat. I feel like I was either on Twitter or listening to something. Somebody said a stat that President's Trophy winner the next season they make a deep cup run.
So you think we will?
It's like a stat. I think I saw it on Twitter. I think, but it's like. The team that won the President's Trophy, the next year they make a deep cup run.
So you think the Bruins could?
Well, that's the stat.
Yeah.
But I don't know. The way the Bruins are... I have faith in this team 1,010%.
But I do think that Tampa...
But it's we got to step it up.
I think Tampa could shut us down real quick.
Well, yeah, and we have to play our A game. We cannot be sloppy. We can't have a bad power play. Mm-hmm. We gotta kind of get it together.
But our power play is...
And it's oh my gosh. There's just a lot of things
we gotta do. But also, the one thing that makes me, feel better is, yes, Tampa has the number one power play in the league. But there's... In the playoffs, there's no, They don't call a lot of, small infractions. There's not, a ton of, tripping calls. There's not a ton of high-sticking. Unless, obviously, there's, hits them in the face and there's blood. there's not a ton of small infractions. It's kind of like let the boys play.
Mm-hmm.
And where it is scary, and that's why, you know, they kind of
mm-hmm.
beat each other up where nothing gets called.
And anything can happen. Look at the Panthers last season. They honestly, like, they really pretty much were a team with, like, zero fans, first of all. Zero fans. But also just, like, they weren't predicted to even make mm-hmm. it past the first round. They came in here, they beat us. And
guns blazing.
They kept rolling.
Guns blazing.
Like, they were on fire, kept rolling through. And it's like, look at that. It's like, playoffs are so unpredictable, and it's like, you can't predict it.
And if they were less injured, they would have won.
Yeah.
I truly believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Because Matthew Tkachuk played until, like, he literally couldn't, I mean, he even had Brady Tkachuk, like, help him out of bed and, like, get him dressed. If, like, Matthew Tkachuk was not injured, they would have won. So on that note, it's definitely going to be an exciting last week of the regular season.
And we'll see you guys next week for more predictions and updates on the game. So thank you guys so much.
And, yeah, we'll talk to you next week.
See ya.